British actor and scriptwriter Lenny James is best known for his lengthy stint on the popular Walking Dead zombie TV series, but he says that writing three plays now for Auckland's massive theatre company has been one of the most rewarding experiences of his long career. The third production, Half of the Sky, is about to premiere after months of collaboration, with actors here workshopping Lenny's ideas that he's then turned into a script. His previous two shows, The Sons of Charlie Paura and Havoc in the Garden, were highly successful shows for the youth theatre company. The new one is about three sisters whose relationship is tested when they spend a weekend together. Well, I called Lenny in the UK, where he's working on the second series of his popular TV thriller that he both writes and stars in. It's called Save Me.
The story I'm telling in Save Me is the story of a man called Nelly Rowe, who, by any stretch of the imagination, is a man that hasn't made the best of himself. And in his late 40s, early 50s, he finds himself being the guy with his own particular spot at the bar, telling stories of the night before at the bar, or some adventure he got up to once upon a time when people came to the bar to drink with him and women possibly came to sleep with him. And then he is arrested and accused of grooming and kidnapping his estranged 13-year-old daughter. And he hasn't done it, but whoever has done it not only pretending to be him, but also pretending to be him with some real information about who Nelly is and what his history is. And so the story of Save Me is the story of Nelly trying to find his child and also to, in a way, find a different version of himself, but also to find the person who has taken his child pretending to be him, person or persons.
Lenny, there probably still, I mean, there may be more of this in the UK than here in New Zealand, but there don't still seem to be that many actors who are also writers to the degree that you are, you know, writing entire series. I mean, Phoebe of Fleabag fame, of course, has done a great job and doing very well, thank you very much, and rightly so. But for you, is that, do they go hand in hand, writing and acting?
I've always written almost as long as I've acted. When I started acting, it wasn't something I grew up wanting to do. I happened upon it. And when I happened upon it, I acted in my first play when I was 16, and I wrote my first play when I was 17. And they'd always gone hand in hand. In fact, when I left drama school, because of the nature of the business when I was leaving drama school, I assumed that I would do more writing than acting, but it just didn't pan out that way. The kind of acting has got in the way of my writing for a number of years.
I am imagining that you'd be a very critical actor when you get a script, because you are such a beautiful writer, an established writer. Do you ever get scripts? You don't need to name the series or the movies, but you look at a script and you go, "Yeah, I'd just like to change this." And do you have freedom to change?
No, I don't. And if I do, I do it like I would expect actors to do it with me, really, which is we're working in a medium that is collaborative. You know, I try not to be an actor when I'm writing, and I try not to be a writer when I'm acting. So if I have issues with the script, somebody else's script, it's not necessarily at all that it's because, you know, I'm a writer and I think I could do better, or I would do it differently. It is I'm striving in my role as an actor in that particular job to do the best that I can, as I would expect of the actors who are acting in something that I've written. In fact, you know, working with Massive over there in New Zealand is very much a collaborative process. It's a back and forth. If, you know, I write, I send my version of what I think we've come up with, and the guys send back their responses, and I react to their responses, and it goes back and forth until we've got something that we like.
Well, let me take you back to the early 2000s, which is when you first got involved with Massive Company and working on The Sons of Charlie Paura, which went overseas, did extremely well, as did Havoc in the Garden, your second work with them. But taking on a project with a country, and we're very English in many ways, but we're also a different country. You're dealing a lot with our Māori actors, our Pacifica actors, our young Pākehā actors. How's that experience been for you, and has it influenced, do you think, your writing?
It's been one of the most important work and personal experiences of my life, to be absolutely honest. When Sam Scott, who runs Massive, first suggested it to me, I thought it was just ridiculous. I didn't think I was capable. I didn't think I was necessarily the right person. And it's a long, long way from London. So when I first went, I very much said to them, listen, I don't even know if this is going to work out. So if it doesn't, then I just had a very nice time visiting New Zealand. But I never could have thought that it would have turned into what it's turned into, which is pretty much nearly a two-decade relationship with both cast, company, and Sam. And it has been very defining. I think the moments of which I've written, the different plays that I've written for Massive have caught me at different times in my life. I've caught Massive at different times of their development, and we've at each point tried to find a kind of synergy. And the thing that was most important to me, and the only way that I could see that I could create anything with them, was to set some ground rules. And the first ground rules was that I wasn't coming over there to write a play about New Zealand, because I don't know any, I didn't certainly in the beginning know anything about it. And even now I wouldn't dream to think that I could write something about it. So anything that comes from there very much had to come from the stories and the performers and the actors who offered up their visions and their stories when we were going through the development process of the way that we make our work, really. So that's pretty much how it got done. And how we did it on Charlie is pretty much the same way we did it on Havoc, and how we're doing it, and how we did it on Half of the Sky.
Well, what is the story that you and these actors have created for this story? I can't wait to find out more about it.
Half of the Sky is set over a weekend at a family's house outside of the city. And three sisters have come together because they share a weekend of birthdays. Each one is born a day away from each other, even though in different years. So there's 3 days that span their birthdays between the three sisters, but it's they're different ages. They're not triplets. And they come there to spend a very important and poignant weekend at the house. And it's really weird. There's not a huge amount I can tell you almost beyond that, except that it will be a life-changing weekend for them. Things are revealed, things are dealt with, truths are told, lies are exposed. I like to describe it as a love song. It's not so much a play about love as it is a love song. It's a, you know, in a quiet corner of my mind, I would describe it as a minor requiem to love. But I'm just being fancy, and it's late here.
Lenny, for those who haven't heard about how Massive works in this collaboration, when you signed up for your third work with them, did you come with some provocations or ideas, or did you listen to the performers, the team, and they came to you with ideas? Just how fluid is this?
It's a little bit of both, but it comes from a starting point. Sam asks me what I'm interested in exploring, because the process starts to a certain extent with that, with those provocations. With Sons of Charlie Paiora, the provocation was I wanted to write about the journey from boyhood to manhood. I wanted to write about ritual, and I wanted to write about rugby. And Charlie Paiora came out of that. With Havoc, it was about secrets that I wanted to explore, where they are hidden and where they're kept, and what they do when they are revealed and not revealed. And that became Havoc in the Garden. And with Half of the Sky, I wanted to explore love. And I wanted to explore family. I wanted to explore who you count as family, whether they're blood related or not blood related, and what love means to us. When do we know we are loved, and when do we know we're not loved, and what that does to us? And that's the provocations that I sent out. And Sam put together a group of actors, performers, who came to the workshops, and actually we all went away to Rotorua together and lived in a house for a week, 10 days at the beginning, and then came back to Auckland and started doing workshops for a further week. And that's how we got started.
At the same time, this feels like such a great time to be producing television in that there are so many outlets. It must be so different to when you started. But having all these outlets, does that mean we're seeing more genuine diversity on screen, do you think?
Yes, it does, just because there's so much more of it. But also, listen, diversity is such, on one level, I hate the word because it's just a new word for the same old thing. And one of the things that I am thankful for with all of the outlets and all of the opportunities is that so much content is being demanded and so much content is wanted, and there are so many ways now for people to view things that it's harder for people to get in the way of people they used to get in the way of. And it's harder now because we can, whether it's people of different ethnic backgrounds or whether it's men and women or it's people of all different kind of persuasions, they can get their product out there one way or another and it can be received. And that is very much a good thing because the keys have slightly been taken away from the gatekeepers. And I've been very lucky, and the shows that I've been associated with on television, particularly the ones I've done in recent years in the States with The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead.
Equal opportunity zombies,
Yeah, I would very much say that those shows have been diverse before we were using the word diverse. I think whatever you say about the kind of, you know, different people have different feelings about the whole zombie universe stuff, it's, you know, right from its early movie conceptions, it has been multiracial and multicultural. And both of the shows I've just spoken about, you know, Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, have always had, you know, I'm using the word again, just because it's easier to do, have always had diverse crew and cast, and it's becoming kind of more so. So it's on those ones, I've been lucky because I've been within a group of working in an environment of what it could look like. And, you know, last season on Fear the Walking Dead, we had both in front of the camera and behind the camera. I would say we were very well represented. I mean, it could be better, but we've continued in a tradition that started when the show started.
To give this time, Lenny, to this theatre piece created, as you say, on the other side of the world, when you're so busy, particularly with your television work, but also with your film work, is it important to you to keep a connection with theatre? I don't know if you have any time to take to the boards yourself these days.
No, I haven't been on stage for 10 years and it kills me. And I know actors say that, but it is actually the truth. I've been lucky that I've been busy, but I have missed the stage. I feel like that's who I am as an actor, even though I've been a slightly different version of myself as an actor for the last 10, 11 years. I do miss the stage. I am glad that I have this connection to it with Massive. I'm exceptionally thankful. And as you said before, the process is a process that very much relies on the generosity of others. And to a greater or lesser extent, I think that's why I chose these particular themes for Half of the Sky, because so much of my work with Massive has involved people being kind and generous and doing it for the love of it. And I just wanted to find a way of expressing that and exploring it, really. But I am busy. It's a good thing. But I am very much planning on my next adventure being myself, being on stage. And it's something that I am actively pursuing.
Lenny James will post the full interview with him on the Standing Room Only webpage. Meanwhile, Massive Theatre's production of Half of the Sky premieres at Auckland's Q Theatre on Wednesday. And we note that director Sam Scott took out the Arts and Culture category in this year's Next Woman of the Year Awards. Well deserved too.